Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1270. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shlemer Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, a Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so just a minute to talk about, not a minute, but to talk about, let's say in the house per se, is there any problem with if I gather together utensils, I gather together cutlery, begadim, you know, clothing, sfarim, or toys, as these type of things. I'm not talking about the burr part of it. We've spoken about in the past, of course, all the halachas are burr. If things are mixed up, there's many, many different halachas, how to separate, how not to separate, what you could take, what you can't take in a mixture. Of course, Baruch Hashem, we went through the whole malacha of bar, the ins and outs, quite a while back. But now the question is, as far as ma'amer gathering per se, is there any type of an isra? Now we've seen in the past that we've spoken about that. Of course, the malacha ma'amer applies in the place where the item grew. So to say there's any deraisa as far as collecting toys together, as farim or begadim or, you know, clothing or whatever, or utensils or whatever the case is, it can be a deraisa because it has to be in the place whereby the item grew. But so the Sefer Ayil Meshulash tells us in Perek Dalad, interesting, he says like this, Kasfu HaPoiskim, once the item that you're dealing with sort of changed, or was the texture, the item itself was changed. For example, he says it was ground up, right? Let's say somebody ground up a certain item. Something was ground. Let's say somebody like mashed avocado. I'm just giving an example, or cut something up very small. Let's say not in the place in time, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's running into ready problems. Obviously, dicing a machatech yerek dak dak. Somebody dices vegetables. That goes under the malacha of toichen grinding. But be it as it may, whatever the case is, something was ground up. Something was cooked, possibly all before Shabbos. Of course, all before Shabbos, or something was baked, these type of things. So he brings down, he explains, so then the malacha of, in general, the malacha ma'amer would not apply. So for all these type of things, once even a derabbanan, there will be no derabbanan of gathering these items together, gathering these foods together, let's say on Shabbos, have different type of foods or whatever I want to gather together. The whole malacha of ma'amer of gathering does not apply once there's a change in the item itself. And that would apply. So we see from that, obviously, this would apply to, you know, like cutlery or clothing or sfarim or toys. All these type of things would not be a problem. But the question is, why, you know, could it be possibly even a derabbanan? Why we don't say over here possibly even a derabbanan? It looks very similar. Oh, I go outside, I gather the fruits together under my tree, right? I put it into a basket. That's the deraisa. So maybe midrabbanan. It might look very similar if I'm gathering together toys into a basket, or I'm gathering together, you know, clothing into a basket, or whatever the case might be. But he just to get an understanding, he explains, interesting that he says like this, Lufisha Ma'amar Malacha Gerua Ketza, says, Ein Nasa Shum Shinoi Beguf Hadovish Ma'amar. When the person does a act of Ma'amar, of this gathering, whereby they will be, where there's an Issa Deraisa, where we're dealing with, let's say in the place of growth, in other words, let's say I go and I take by the plum tree, there's plums on the floor, right, and they're not Muksa, fine, they fell off before Shabbos, but now I go and gather them together into a basket. We said even two plums, even two items, right, would be a problem. I gather it, I put it into a basket, I put it into my pocket, I put it into whatever the case is. So that we said that's ma'amer. But there's no, if you think about it, this is what he's saying, that there's no v'lachin ein alav shame she'ein alav shame, right, so she'ein alav shame utzuras malacha elikash oisek ederach umnes Hamalacha besada. It's only over there whereby the actual malacha is done in the field, and it's very similar to the, or it is the malacha that the uman, like the farmer or the person who gathers together the fruits or whatever they're gathering together the wheat, how it's done like that. Because of the fact, he explains that there's no actual change in the item. What do we mean by that? When a person does the malacha of cooking, for example, right? So obviously you're changing the item. You're changing something by cooking it through a heat source. When you do the malacha of toichin, grinding, right? So obviously you're changing the whole texture. You grind something up. When you do the malacha of lush, you're mushing it up or whatever the case might be. You're mixing it together with other things. So all the malachas in general in Shabbos, there's always a change. Even if you'll say borer, you'll say, no, borer, what did I do? Right? I separated two items. I had this item and that item, so now I separated. Where's the change? There's no change in the actual item. But there actually is a change because, for example, in borer, you have what's called tikkun oichel. You now made the item that you separated the item from. You had let's say you had 10 items together, and they're all mixed up, and now I separated them. And there's no psoilus and oichel, there's no bad from good, but it's, I'm separating forks and knives, for example, the forks, knives, spoons all together. So I set up the table 5 hours before before the meal. I'm just giving an example, right? 3 hours before the meal, so that would run under the malacha bar. But now you made each utensil, each, the fork, the knife, the spoon, each item which is, we, runs under the, headlines what we call tikkun oichel. It's better the fact that it's now separated from the other item. But when we deal with ma'amer, the fact that you put it into a basket, this is what he's explaining to say for Ayla Meshulash, the fact that you put it into a basket or you put it into a barrel or whatever, there's no actual change. Good, the fruits were now under the tree, now they're in a basket. Okay, but there's no actual change. So therefore, he explains that in order for somebody to be over, there should be a chiv in the malacha ma'amer, it has to be done the way that it's usually done, and which is in the place of growth and in the field and so on. And therefore, where there's a actual change in the item itself, right, then there would not be any ma'amer per se. Okay, so that's basically the story as far as when it comes to all these other items in the house. So Chessie goes through the various different examples. Therefore, mutter less of begodim, one could gather together. Again, we're not dealing at all with the malacha of borer in a case in time where there's no borer, there's no issues of separating, clothing, mixtures, or whatever. But as far as, putting items, throwing everything into a basket. Let's say somebody's cleaning up the toys. I'm not separating anything per se. Good. There's a mess of toys all over the floor. So what do I want to do? I want to take the big bucket, where the children keep the toys in the big bucket. And I'm not going to separate the cars over here and the menchies over there. And the little balls over there, I'm not separate. I'm just throwing it all into the bucket. So maybe you'll tell me that's ma'amer, that's the malach of gathering. So the answer is no, it's not, because of the fact there's nothing to do with the gathering that they did, that farmers or people in the field do, when items fell off a tree or when weed is cut or whatever the case is. There's no question of gathering on that at all. So the same thing will go by toys and clothing and sidurim and chumashim or whatever the case is, farim, all these various different type of things. And in general, food in general also would not be a problem. It brings interesting examples. You might even say maybe by food it might be different, right? Maybe by loaves of bread, maybe by challahs. I have little rolls, I have rolls on Shabbos, right? Challi rolls, I'll throw them all into a basket. Could I put my rolls into a basket? Maybe that's ma'amer. No, that's also no problem. Well, I'm putting it into a basket. It's no problem. I have cookies. I'm throwing cookies into a basket. I'm throwing all the cookies into a plate. I'm gathering them all together. Something along those lines. Also not a problem. Again, these are all things there's a change. And this is not the malacha of ma'amir at all. It was a change in texture in the item number one. Number two, it's not it being done in the place whereby it grew. And it has nothing to do with ma'amir gathering. And he brings that interesting from the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, actually, in Ois Aleph, over there in Perek Dalet, Ois Aleph, how we have a better understanding of the whole malacha, what it's all about. From the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Mem, he says, "Apashat loy shayach ma'amir," that the whole malacha ma'amir, it does not apply. Betvua, peiros, right, by fruits or the vegetation, these type of things. Shaloi nefu, that was not all these type of things that grew, right, wheat or whatever the case is, but shaloi nefu, that it wasn't baked, right, v'leinis bashlu, wasn't cooked, v'lei netchano, wasn't ground up, because of the fact that shadaim heim, can exam v'net lashem. And he says, if not, he brings, again, the lashon aruch ha-shulchan, the ilai kenya, yasser b'shabes, the nir kama, a person wouldn't be able to, put, I want to put my bilkalach in a basket. I want to put my fruits on the table and I'm putting it into the basket, whatever I'm talking about in the house, right? All these things, I have cookies. I want to put them over, also in a basket, in a plate or whatever. A person wouldn't be able to do, would not be allowed to do all these things. So the answer is the malacha ma'amer does not apply to all these items. Okay, so we'll stop here. So in general, all these items gathering together, in general, as far as the Malacha Ma'amar goes, would not be a problem. Obviously, the Malacha Borer depends on how it's mixed and what the situation is, as far as Borer separating, but as far as Ma'amar, it would not apply to these things, not even Midrabban. And thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.